Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, any time that I am in the wild, which is probably just about every single day, I see awesome animals. I have never developed a rating system. Probably because whatever animal I'm seeing at that moment is number one. Well, one of my favorite pastimes is kayaking. Wait, he just went from animals to kayaking? There is a link, you'll see. And one of my favorite places to kayak is the Monksville Reservoir. Think about this, 3,000 acres of water. You go there on a weekday, and I'm not exaggerating, you may see 10 people, a bass boat, a couple of kayakers, and that's it. You can go get lost out in the wild, and that's how you get to see nature. Well, I always go to the kayak launch, and as you go across, there's a channel. And you see, I have a magnetic kayak, so I must digress to another story here. So early Joey B TV, we're out there filming, and all of a sudden on the side is a black bear. So he's on the side of the reservoir near one of the mountain trails, and all of a sudden the people I'm filming with, magnetically, their kayaks were stuck to mine. I'm like, guys, relax. This bear is not going to swim out here and jump in your kayak. So anyway, little story because I just thought about it because I was in the channel. But that channel leads to the Wanacue River. And the Wanacue River at this point flows very slowly into the reservoir. The river is trout stock, so jing-jing right away, because I'm a fly fisherman. I spin cast every now and then, and I think about that. Well, I don't take my fishing rods up there, but I purposely go up there because you can really, the water gets shallow, and you could paddle up in silence. Okay, so you get to see, and again, I've seen many snakes out there hunting. You're in the shallows, and one time I'm up there, and I look on the side of the bank, and there is a mink. And the mink is part of the weasel family. So if you've ever seen them, I call him, the mink was prancing along the sides of the bank. So I used to own two ferrets, Scat and Coosaw, and very much like prancing. I just don't know how to describe the way that they move along. Well, this mink was just, he did not see me because I was there in silence. And he just pranced along the side. I said, wow, that's really cool. Well, the next trip I was back there, which is probably 2 or 3 days later, and I come back and I do the same thing, same place, and doubleman. There was twice the fun there. There were two minks along the side of the bank, and while they're along the side of the bank, they are there prancing along, and just like my ferrets would wrestle. These two guys are wrestling on the side of the bank, did not know that I was there. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. Because you see, and I'll give you another piece of American history, which I love to do as I travel across the country. Just beyond the banks of where they are is the first hydroelectric water wheels. They actually rediverted the Wanacue River many years ago during the Civil War and had hydroelectric power. The first one right there using water wheels. And they also had kilns. And kilns, you throw wood in to a kiln, you burn. Well, these kilns were, I'd say, about 50 feet tall. And I believe the history part of this is they were making cannonballs and cannons there during the Civil War. And this is, the minks literally were on the banks maybe 100 feet right from these guys. And this show was brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So, in my awesome outdoor adventures with animals, I always like to give awesome animal facts. So let's talk about the mink. He is a great swimmer. Makes sense because he has webbed feet. He's got an oil gland, and he rubs the oils on his fur, and the fur can repel water. Pretty cool. He can swim down to a depth of 100 feet. That's pretty crazy. And he could hold his breath. And I always thought this one was amazing. He could hold his breath for 5 minutes underwater. So I always say to people, he could hold it for 5 minutes. How long can you? So you make a comparison between a human and a mink. That's pretty amazing. Well, one of my other favorite pastimes or passions is fly fishing. I'm a catch and release guy. All right, and you're going right now, you're going, so how did he go from kayaks to minks, now fly fishing to minks? So I shall share. Well, I try to select areas when I'm fishing that many people will not be there. I'm looking for peace. Sometimes the location, beauty surpasses the peace. Well, I found a part of the Rockaway River. It's got a beautiful waterfalls. It's got rocks on both sides, which are all basalt, one side much higher than the other. And basalt always tells me it's igneous, and that means this igneous is from a volcano on the seafloor. So, as an environmental scientist, I look at all these, I guess I call them clues, and you're looking and going, all right, so that's basalt. That tells me that this was once the ocean floor. So it's pretty cool. Now, there's one steep side. I'm there years back. My nephews are quite young at the time. And we're on one side, which it's not a steep side, but the other side's straight up next to the river, maybe 100 feet straight up. And I kid you not, we're fishing on the one side and we're spin fishing. And I'm really more or less teaching them how to fish. And I kid you not, off the cliff on the opposite side, shoo, boom, a turtle comes crashing off, and it was a box turtle, came all the way down and fell on his shell. So we're just like looking at each other like, is it raining turtles? So we go across a little footbridge, go on the other side, and the turtle, he's stunned. Like, we're just looking at him. I guess you'd be stunned if you fell off that. And I flip him over, and it's almost like his head slowly comes out, and he's like, you know, he got that massive headache, and he's going, oh, and he picks his head up, sort of looks at us, and slowly just walks off. Pretty amazing. So you're going, how did he go from kayaks to minks to fly fishing to turtles? Well, guess what? I go back another day to the same location by myself. I have found beauty and peace because there is no one on the river. So I am fly fishing, and almost instantly I stop because on the bank where the turtle adventure was a mink. And he was scurrying along, that prancing little movement he does, and he did not see me. So he dives into the river. So I figured slowly I should pull my fly out because I don't need to catch a mink. So he's underwater. So while he's underwater, I go and grab my camera, put my fly rod down. This was one of my Nikon P510 camera, just to click some pictures off. It wasn't one of my TV cameras. So I grab it, and I head up to the rock ledge on the opposite, like on my side, but the smaller side. I just figured I'd sit up there and see where he comes out. Well, he comes up with a rainbow trout in his mouth, and he climbs up onto a flat rock in front of the waterfalls, and he's eating the trout. And then I'm going, whoa, 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 whoa. I realize, hey, whoa, whoa, what are you doing? I was supposed to catch that trout before you ate the trout. Well, I guess nature comes first. So click, click, and I took a couple cool photos of him up on that rock, eating my fish, I'll say. Well, after the meal, he hung out there for a little bit, and then he swam over to my side, and he began to climb up the rock. And it was like this little, again, it's just how nature is, this little trail wide enough for a mink to come walking. It was like the mink highway. And he kept coming higher and higher. And I'm looking, and I don't want to move. I don't want to click the camera. And I'm looking down, and I am not exaggerating. He is 3 feet below my boots. And I'm looking down, and he walks right past me. Obviously, I don't say a sound. And he climbs down the little ferret highway, down the other side. And he just continued, got down to the river, swam off, and he was gone. So you see, get out in nature and you're going to see some of the most spectacular things out there. So I would guess you would say that my favorite animal in the wild on that day must be a mink. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.